AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. French investigators have just released a report into the crash of a Germanwings plane in March that killed all 150 people on board. We already knew that the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, intentionally crashed the plane into the French Alps. What we didn't know until this morning is that on a flight earlier that day, he repeatedly put the plane into a descent, then brought it back up, 5 times in 4.5 minutes, during the trip from Dusseldorf, Germany to Barcelona, Spain. On the return flight, he crashed the plane. They still don't know why. Now to Texas, where we're learning that just a few minutes before the shooting at a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest, one of the gunmen tweeted, "May Allah accept us as Mujahideen, or holy warriors." He and another gunman were shot dead by police after they shot and slightly wounded a security officer. The Islamic State says it was behind the attack. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest is raising an eyebrow to that claim.
This is still under investigation by the FBI and other members of the intelligence community to determine any ties or affiliations that these two individuals may have had with ISIL or other terrorist organizations around the world.
The White House calls the Islamic State group ISIL. A Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray is arguing in court documents that Gray did, in fact, have an illegal knife on him when he was arrested. That court motion appears to challenge the basis for the charges against Officer Edward Nero. Meanwhile, Attorney General Loretta Lynch visited Baltimore yesterday and talked to cops.
I have watched the police of this city, and I know that there are difficulties. I know that we have struggles, and we are here to help you work through those struggles.
She also met privately with the family of Freddie Lynch, who died in police custody, and that set off the riots in Baltimore. This is AP Radio News. College campuses are reporting more sex offenses. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The Education Department says federal enforcement efforts and growing public awareness are the main factors behind a near doubling of reports of sex offenses on college campuses. The reasoning is contained in a letter to California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer. There were more than 6,000 cases in 2013 compared to 3,300 in 2009. Education and law enforcement officials say sex offenses are still underreported crimes, and the real number is much higher. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A group of senators from both parties say that Veterans Affairs is so slow handling veterans' medical and pension claims it wants an investigation of all 56 regional offices. Daimler rolled out its driverless semi last night on the Nevada-Arizona border, though a driver had his hands on the wheel of the big rig the whole time for safety's sake. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.